I got married at 20 years of age. But it's the family, it's the parents who said, okay, it's done for a good... Because from the time that I met my wife and proposed was less than 4 weeks.
Oh.
Because I had... Because basically, I saw her at university and she annihilated somebody in a debate. Like,
she's like,
I'll take her. Tayyip, I need to know who this person is, you know? Like, and she said, and he said that she studies in my class. So I tried to talk to her. I remember she went into the university shop.
Okay.
And she picked up her stuff. So I went to pick up the Twix. And Nick, who plays on the football team with me, soccer team, he was the guy at the checkout, you know, the guy, the cashier. So I put my Twix and I said, Nick, all this is on me. And she went, excuse me?
Bismillah. Like, okay.
And I went, oh. So anyway, for the next 3 weeks, I tried to make conversation, but she would never really give me too much of the time of day.
It's called playing hard.
No, really. No, but then one day I said, you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like, because I was khatib at the university as well. I said, it's not good for me to get too involved in these kind of things. So I said, yeah, Allah, I'm going to plead with you. Like, just sort this out.
Okay.
Either get the feelings out the way or give me an opportunity to go door open. So I did istikhara. 2 rak'ah after Isha, 4 rak'ah when I wake up middle of the night, 2 rak'ah before Fajr. And I used to, you know, some people think dua has to be very sophisticated. Wallah, my dua was very simple. In sujood, Allahumma, I know I'm not Musa or Zakaria alayhi salam. Allahumma, I know I'm not undeserving. I just give me an ayah like you gave Musa. Not one feeling ayah. Give me an ayah like you gave Zakaria. And literally make a dua. And on the 8th or 9th night, and bear in mind, I'm not like a Sufi by any stretch of imagination. I saw a dream that the Tayyib who I had asked about her brought me a qurbani and said to me, Sami, it's Eid, sacrifice fi sabilillah. And in the dream, I vividly remember it. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. I called him, I said, listen, go tell Sumayya, there's a guy called Sami, he wants to marry her. He said, bro, what do you think this is, 1500s? What do you mean go and tell her there's a guy called Sami? I said, wallahi, she's going to say yes. Well, and she said yes. And she said, yeah, I just need to hear it from him directly.
I love it.
And then 2 weeks later, I met her dad, very terrifying figure with a big beard.
Yes, may Allah bless him.
Yeah, and then two months later, did the nikah, or katib al-kitab, and then 6 months later, did the wedding. And we've never looked back.
That's beautiful. You know, I know there's a characteristic that you possess, and I think you still possess it now, that is very important for a man, particularly a Muslim man, because you see how throughout that process, he turned to Allah. Yeah. There was an interest, right?
Yes.
Obviously, as she's appealing to him, right? So he tried the Twix.
And still is, alhamdulillah.
Oh, it still is, yes, yes, still is.
Well, sometimes people say marriage, it dies, it doesn't.
No, sir.
No.
So you saw that, but you turned to Allah because you know Allah is the ultimate one that's going to give it to you in the right way. And that's what's so important for the man, is to always turn back to Allah and make sure that his purpose is that, and it's not something that's tangible that is of this world.
Marriage is also about mawadda and rahma, Sam. You know, it's about mawadda and rahma.
Yes.
It's about kindness as well. And I realized the more effort I put in, such as establishing for a friend of mine, Nigerian Tayyib, Allah yukrub khair, he set up this father's group where we used to sit together. He'd say, guys, I've decided to adopt something. Every Friday morning, I go on a date with my wife for breakfast. And I said, mashallah, I'm going to do it as well. And you see the impact that has.
Immediate.
And then that changes your opinion on what it means to be a man. Because I grew up in a soccer environment where, football environment.
Once you cross the water, you can change your language and your tone.
So I remember somebody in the changing room, because me and Tayyib, we got married younger. I got married first, and Tayyib said, khalas, I'll get married younger, and we got married. And I remember some of the brothers who weren't married, they used to say things like, when I get married, my wife gonna cook, cuz. My wife gonna clean. And I remember, like, one of the, like, Tayyib remarked to him and said to him, brother, let me just tell you something. A meal cooked out of love tastes much better than a meal cooked because you asked for it.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, when Allah. A wife loves you, she goes above and beyond for you.
And we use the word nifas.
The word nifas. And this is why
What's it, nifas?
Like nifas, breath?
Yeah, like it's you know, the idea that her spirit
she puts her soul into
the food.
You know, when you call soul food?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That's our soul food.
And then
now we're talking your language.
Exactly. And when you go through, and when you go through that experience, this is what I mean sometimes when you realize that subconsciously, while ostensibly you think you believe in Allah's attributes or understand it, subconsciously you have these locks on your brain. So when you go back to the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad and you realize that he comes down from the cave of Hira, and he comes, and every writer, Ibn Hisham, two Martin Lings, they describe him as being frightened, shaking, and throwing himself into the arms of Khadija, radiallahu ta'ala anha. If I was to say to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did that, would you say that made him less of a man? Hashah. Would you say that undermined him? Hashah. What it was a demonstration of is what the marriage is supposed to be about in terms of his trust in Khadija, radiallahu anha, and how Khadija viewed him in the elevation, and how she covers him.
And she always embraced him.
And that changes the perspective of what it means to be a man in marriage afterwards. in that you grow up being taught that kindness is weakness. Mm. Don't be weak in front of her. Don't let her have her way. Mm. Don't let her have that. And you think, dude, what is this, a marriage? It's not a prison, subhanAllah.
You know, well, some other brothers maybe think it's a prison.
And she's worried. What she wants more than anything else is to be valued. Right. A woman will support her husband, provided the husband, she feels that she's valued by the husband.
Absolutely.
The reason women worry about marriage is because they feel like the husband is going to trample all over them.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you know, cook for me, woman. Clean for me.
And mind you, to that point, mm-hmm. is that I feel sometimes I'm actually not doing enough to help my wife around the house. Even a simple reminder. Yeah. Like, hey, don't forget, you know, when you get a chance, I have to go to... I wasn't feeling well. And I just don't forget the dishes.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, help me clean up around the house. Because
we
forget. The double and the triple jobs that they're doing just to bring up our children, our offsprings.
One of the things that changed my perspective on marriage that encouraged me to get married young as well was there's an ayah in the Quran where Allah says He puts mawadda and rahmah between mm-hmm. husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that stopped me was because I read it and I said, wait a minute. So that means that I can be in a marriage and there'll be periods where I don't love my wife. Because mm-hmm. Allah's put mawadda and rahmah, it means He can take away mawadda and rahmah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see in another place where He says, even if you hate your wife, don't oppress her. Mm-hmm. So implying that love will go, and you're married, man, you know it as well. Love goes up and it goes down. And that's why when we mentioned earlier about those who marry for the deen, because when that love has those periods where perhaps sometimes it vanishes, and somebody put it to me quite wisely. He said, if your wife loves you, she'll look after you. But if she doesn't love you, she'll still look after you because she loves Allah.
And there you go.
And that way you're sort. And I give you just a classic example. And Sheikh Abdullah, you'll know this. And you will know because you travel a lot as well. Let's be brutally honest. Like, I'll be honest. I told my wife last night, she said, how is it? I told her, Sumaya, to be honest, it's lonely in the hotel room by myself.
100%.
I'm far away from home. I want to see Salma, my daughter. I want to see Sulaiman. Yes, Sumaya, when I go to a crowd, the crowds, they come in droves and each one is looking at you looking for an answer and I'm just a guy from Wembley who can Sumaya, like, I'm a bit. When your wife tells you on the phone, Sami, Ahmad Rabbak, say Alhamdulillah, Allah gave you this opportunity, that Allah blessed you, don't worry about things here, I've got it all sorted, I've got it unlocked,
mashallah.
That reassurance, you know, the
100%.
feeling, that's reinvigoration that it gives. It doesn't make me less of a man. The reason that I'm a man for it is because I accept that my wife is not an addition in my life, she's a pillar in my life, and because she feels valued, she acts accordingly.
Inspiration.
And I tell a lot of people, I said, the only reason why I'm able to do everything I'm doing is because I got the supporting cast.
Yeah, inspiration.
Sometimes you fight with your partner. Sometimes you fight with your wife, right?
It's life.
And some people have different ways of expressing anger. My anger is keep quiet and just walk out the door because it's better than saying something, you know? Mm-hmm. You go, you got to... over something so stupid, you know, something so silly, we argued about it. And this is where friends, you know, المرء على دين خليله, man is on the religion of his companions. I have a friend of mine who's been my friend since the university days. He's with me in Turkey and Ghana.
Sahib Tayyip. Sahib.
Sahib Sahib. Tayyip, Nigerian brother. One day, I sat with him in the car after arguing with my wife. And I said to him, Tayyip, do you know what it is, Tayyip? Like, I feel like I'm going through those periods where the love has sort of vanished and that kind of stuff. You know, we're fighting over little things here and there. You know, sometimes... And he listened to me for a whole hour, me complaining. Then he said to me, in his words, Kazi, when you come home, do you ever find, like, the meal is not cooked? I said, no, never. He said, your daughter, Salma, her Quran, how much of it is what you taught? I said 99% is what Sumaya taught Salma. When Salma goes to school, how does she do? She said she's doing very well. Would you say she's well looked after? I said, well looked after. How is your wife's relationship with your mother? I said, they talk and they're always together and she shows it really well. And he said, when you have like an interview stuff for that kind of thing, what's her reaction? I said, she rushes with the same passion and she tells me, wear this suit, wear this color, wear this tie, that kind of thing. Bro, fear Allah, yaqi. Fear Allah, yaqi. What's wrong with you, yaqi? Like, why have you become blind? And I went, it's not what I wanted to hear.
But I'll take
it. But you're right.
But you're right.
And you go back with a different face, the way Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, you know, he's come back with a different face. You go in a different face and you realize that the kindness, sometimes you don't even say sorry to your partner. You just say, yeah, do you want to watch a movie tonight?
I accepted it. Let's move on.
If you invest in the marriage, even when it's hard, you will get, and that's why now, alhamdulillah, I've been married, 13, 14 years now. Even when times are tough, you sit there, and I built my life with Sumaya. I built my life. This is what I meant earlier when I told people, marry young, build your fortress first. Because when you go through the experiences, when you look back, she's part of every experience. The hard times, the tough times, such that you leave no room to imagine a life without her.
That's correct.
So that even when you're moving forward, you think, I can't move forward in life without this beloved wife of mine. So even when that period where you feel like you don't love her as much, the respect leads to the love again. And this is where I finish on this point. You realize that there was a love that you thought was the correct love, But it's a different type. It's a love where you can't be without that person because they've been there through so much. Mm. And I think that's the mawadda Allah talked about. Mm. And when you feel it, you say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.